Joining us now, Representative Mike Rogers. He's the former House Intelligence Chair. He's also a former FBI special agent and the host of a show on CNN called Declassified, Untold Stories of American Spies. Ooh, sounds interesting. Congressman, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you being here with us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
The big story, and this obviously is something in your wheelhouse, is top of FBI official Andrew McCabe has been removed from his post as deputy director. We knew that he had plans to retire in March. He was going to, you know, make it to retirement and then resign. But now we know that he has been put on terminal leave. Is this something that happens often in the FBI, or is this unusual?
Well, did he get put on terminal leave or did he ask to go on terminal leave? So a lot of times when people have spent 20, 25 years in the FBI, and especially in senior leadership jobs, you just don't get an opportunity to take leave. So he had a lot of it saved up. And it's the same process in the military. They'll call it terminal leave, meaning you're burning up all your leave. You don't show up for work. You're still employed. And then the day you retire is the day you're no longer employed. So what happened is he knew he was going to get moved out anyway. He was told that by the new FBI director, and that is not uncommon. You know, the FBI director wants his own chief of staff, his own legal counsel, his own deputy director, and then just the timing of it was all interesting. And of course, the New York Times reporting that there was something in the IG report that they felt he would be a distraction in these last couple of months, and maybe he should either take another job somewhere else, or I think he decided to go on take terminal leave.
Right, and that's the uncommon portion of this, the idea that he was name-dropped in the IG report. We're still waiting on the details of this. This all came after Christopher Wray also had an opportunity to review that FISA memo in Congress on Sunday. Still many unanswered questions here, but the fact that Andrew McCabe's was mentioned in this IG report in a way that suggested a less than sterling record, so it seems at this hour that the public reporting on this is why he's had to step down from that role.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was very clear that he had done something that certainly didn't pass the optics test and may have been more than that when he went and had a meeting with the governor of the state of Virginia, who at that time had some federal investigation against him. I mean, it was just none of that looked good. The IG report will probably delve into all of that, including the way the email investigation was handled, if there were anything improper. So something in that report, I think, And with certainly you could argue he was a distraction today to all the good work that's happening at the FBI. And they probably came to the conclusion, hey, now you have the clock has given us the opportunity for you to take terminal leave. Don't you think you should take it?
How damaging is all this upheaval at the FBI? How damaging is it to the FBI?
Well, you know, in and of itself, you're going to get, it's a big organization. There's some 12,000 FBI agents around the country doing really great work that, you know, it really is the premier law enforcement agency in the world and the envy of the world for our FBI. So that piece is going on, and that they're putting their heads down and going. I know I have lots of friends still in that business. They're doing it. What they don't like is this big political, all of the FBI now is bad. All of the FBI is making bad decisions. That does make their jobs harder. You know, everywhere in any community, when you open up those credentials, and most FBI agents are out on their own, it has to mean something, and that's why they pride that, you know, fidelity, bravery, and integrity so much, because that's what solves cases, gets people to cooperate, and gets you to go home to your family at night. And so that piece, I think, is being rattled here in a political way that I just don't think is helpful.
Yeah, but I'd say a lot of the at least the top sort of mainstream critics that have existed have made this distinction, which is that they're not criticizing the rank and file of the FBI. Their criticism is reserved for officials that they think have abused the trust that the public has given them to enforce our laws. Is that a distinction that you're hearing?
Not nearly enough. You know, when we talk about the, you know, corruption at the FBI at all levels and leadership and all of that, you know, that will have consequences. And it's, I wish we could focus on it. Matter of fact, even if you look at the memo, you know, the mystery surrounding the memo is that the FBI agents conspired with other FBI, senior FBI agents who had to review it, and legal FBI agents, people who are doing the legal review, and the Department of Justice to conspire to lie to a judge to get a warrant, which, by the way, would all be crimes. And so that's a really serious and large allegation, and I doubt we're going to get to the bottom of it in a two-page memo, candidly. And so when you present it that way,
yep.
I argue it causes you some trouble.
Yeah. Now, replacing Andrew McCabe is David Bowditch. He was the number three at the FBI. He's now going to become number two. What can we expect from him?
I think you're going to see a little settling down here, that they're going to get back to the work of putting people in jail and doing great investigations. I mean, I think that's what you're going to see. It is important that the FBI get off the front pages for being in the middle of a political scrum and get back to being on the front pages for breaking up the mob and breaking up Russian organized crime and fill in the blank. That's their bread and butter. That's where they need to get. I think that's what you're going to see.
Yeah,
the
end, you just hope for a pure organization, one that's working on behalf of the American people, no matter what level they're at.
Absolutely. And that's critically important.
Congressman, thank you very much, as always. Look forward to talking to you again soon, sir.
Hope so. Thanks.